Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Stephanie Stahlhut. She's Community Services Director for Illinois Valley Economic Development. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Stephanie, on our topic of conversation today, it's the Medicare open enrollment. And of course, open enrollment for that is going on right now and continues through December the 7th. And many people out there considering their Medicare coverage and other parts of it, and maybe some questions, lots of plans from my understanding. And I'll let you first start off with open enrollment, sort of what is it and what can seniors do if they want to change their plan or this is their first time, sort of how does it go?
Yeah, so if anybody just wants to look at what options are available, they can come into any of our offices. They have a new program through Medicare.gov where they will start an account. So everything that they put into the account will be saved until next year, or they can, you know, randomly look it up and update any of their medications throughout the year. So that's one of the new big things that they're doing, because normally we just had to re-enter everything every year. And there are a lot of new plans, and even if you're happy with your plan, it's still a good idea just to come into one of the offices and look at, you know, what there are, you know, is available, because it does change yearly.
In information released by the Department on Aging from the state, I believe they said there's something like 126 plans and 29 Part D different types of plans. Is that sort of accurate?
Yeah, I don't know the exact numbers, but there are quite a few new ones.
As far as those plans, can you help them if they say, well, I've been on this plan and I think I want to change or I want to go back to something? Can you do stuff like that as far as assistance with those who have questions?
Yeah, so we will go through everything and just let them know what the cheapest is, what's, you know, going to cover most of their medication. If they want to stay on their plan, they can. Even, you know, just coming into the office for an appointment doesn't mean that you'll have to change anything. But if you do want to change, we can assist with that as well.
Now, is there differences between, I guess, for those who are thinking about it, I've heard of advantage plans versus not advantage plans. Is that kind of stuff also is the things you go over?
Yeah, we do look at them, but we don't do as much with them. We do have people from Illinois Department of Aging that will assist us so that we make sure that our clients are making the right decisions.
Now, if someone is interested in making an appointment, I guess that would be the first thing. What would they do if they do have questions with their Medicare open enrollment?
Yeah, so we have offices open in three counties, so Greene, Jersey, and Macoupin. They would just need to call one of the local outreach office and come in to set up an appointment. And we are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30, and we accept appointments anytime that would work for them.
You mentioned that you've worked with individuals in the past, but if someone is making contact with your organization for the first time, is there things that they need to bring so that they can get the process done, or how does that go?
Yeah, so they need to bring that red, white, and blue Medicare card because they do have a new Medicare number. It used to be the social, but they did change it. So they have to make sure they have that, and then they have to have their medication, what they take, how often, what the dosage is, so that we can plug all that in, because that is how they determine what is the best plan for that individual.
And also, there's a note that those who have never had Medicare open enrollment before, say they're just now reaching the age, is there anything special there or anything they need to do as far as getting started?
So if they're interested in a Part D program, then they will need to come in, I believe it's 30 days before their the month of their 65th birthday, and they can come into any of our offices and we can, you know, show them what's available. We also help with applying for extra help assistance and then Medicare savings plans. So if we have people that can't afford it, there are other programs to assist with those costs. We will go through all of that when they come in. So we'll go over all of the plans, we'll go over any other options, and then any other programs that we can assist with at the agency.
And you mentioned you have three offices, Jerseyville, as well as Macoupin and Greene counties. What is the number for Macoupin County if they'd like to call the agency?
It's 1-217-839-4431.
Is there also a website that they can go to, say, to get started and then maybe see if they do have questions where they can start looking at what it's like to start the enrollment process?
Yes, they can go to Medicare.gov, and then they will have to set up that account and then they will enter all of their information and their medication, and then it will show the plans for them there.
And then from there, they can still even come in if they still have a question.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Or they could call. We could, you know, try to walk them through it over the phone, or they're more than welcome to come in.
Stephanie, thank you for joining us on the forum this weekend.
All right. Thank you so much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.